socks or shoes on, so I'm sorry if my feet pop up in the middle of the video.
Feet pop.
It's gonna might look a little ugly.
He's got a 4.8 on WikiFeet. His name is Cal Parsons. And we're back. Let's go.
No shoes, no socks.
No White Claw.
No good hair.
Ooh, and no Nike.
Stripes.
No Nike anywhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Full dark mode.
We look like fuck Nike in the chat.
We look like we're in the Antifa fan club right now.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I need to point that fan towards us. It's getting a little steamy in here.
You got to do what you got to do, bud.
It's steamy.
Hey, do whatever.
That's all I'm saying.
We can always do the intro again. Who cares?
No, it's fine.
All right.
I say keep it in.
So we're right on to it.
What's going on? What has been going on today? Let's give them a little prep for our state of mind right now.
All right. So we had a writing session. We're getting ready for some pretty exciting stuff that's coming out.
Content is coming for
Content
sure this time.
Is coming.
We're working on it.
I broke Edge for the day.
Supposedly doing Sober October over there.
I've been doing Sober October. Staying sober. We're about 5 days in. And we broke Edge for a strategic meeting. We're getting a little lit. I had to do some character study.
Point that shit towards you, bro.
Hi.
Get the mic. Hi. Get the mic hinge. Okay. Yeah. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. He likes it there. He likes it there.
Is the wire pulling it? We need wire pulling.
Fucking wire.
PA, pulling. Where's Blake?
Jesus Christ. Shaney, pull that up.
Got a lot of mic movements going on in the sound here. It's okay. Hey, we've had a couple seltzers today.
Yeah.
Feeling a little loose.
Had some wings. Right on time. Yeah.
Right before we started recording.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
So
we have nothing prepared. So we are sorry if this is.
That's fine.
Going to be a little.
Yeah, we don't even need it.
A little loosey goosey. You know?
A lot going on.
A lot is going on.
A lot going on. And none of the stuff that people want to talk about is what we're thinking about.
Not going to lie. Core seltzer.
Whoa. It's not hitting right.
Claw. Not hitting
Whoa,
like claw. Sorry.
Oh, that ain't it, Chief.
They did pay my girlfriend, but they're not paying me. So,
well, speaking of which, let's talk about this. The fact that Coors is in the frame right now.
I know.
Means one thing to me. White Claw ain't coming correct.
White Claw ain't coming through.
What are we doing here?
They're not coming through.
Good one,
for
by the way.
The,
that came through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Register?
It came through hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to step their game up.
They really do. Listen, I'm sorry. This is pathetic we're drinking this.
You know, it's not that bad. Coors?
I think lemon lime is not that good.
Yeah, not that
good. I haven't tried the black cherry.
Black cherry
could change my mind.
The grapefruit, very fragrant, by the
mm-hmm.
way. Very fragrant. Mm-hmm. Not so much on the taste, but definitely aromatic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Cool.
4.5, though?
4.5, not 5. They got to cut those calories down. It's at a 90 calorie.
Is it really the booze we're worried about
right now? Well, the booze does add calories. So I think that's why they notched it down 0.5%.
That can't be real.
To give it that. No, it's real.
Nah, it can't be
Vodka
real.
Vodka contains carbs, doesn't it?
Time for bro science with Cal and MJ.
Bro science. Yes, I think
I
vodka contains carbs.
Unacceptable.
I'm pretty sure it does. Do you want me to look this shit up right now?
Well, according to Ron Swanson, clear alcohol is for white women on a diet.
Let me look this up right now. Vodka carb count. 0 grams. So where are they getting these carbs from?
Well, there's no vodka in that, for one.
Wait, what is it then?
It's like malt.
Malt liquor?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Other than the High Noons, which clearly state that there's vodka involved.
Okay.
So these is just
it's
some
just straight,
form of malted beverage. I mean,
I always thought vodka was just alcohol. Like they just called it vodka because that's like the Russian thing.
Yeah.
It's vodka.
Yeah.
Isn't it just alcohol? Isn't that just what it is?
Yeah, it's liquor made out of potatoes.
Really?
Yeah. Potato liquor. Gets ya.
That's pretty
up.
Cool, actually. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. You would think with the whole Irish thing. Ah, potato famine.
Potato famine.
Potato famine. They ran out.
They're into their stouts. They couldn't make clear.
Yeah.
Irish like their stouts and whiskey.
The whiskey. The whiskey.
And the whiskey.
That proper 12.
Damn, I don't know.
Whatever Connor's got going on.
No idea.
He's going to fight Manny Pacquiao.
Is he really?
He's going to fight Manny Pacquiao.
No fucking way.
He's going to get knocked
get
the
here.
Fuck out.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, mm-mm as in, like, don't do
That's
that.
A bad
don't,
idea.
Don't do that fight, bro. What are you doing?
I don't want to fight him.
Take it from us, the experts here, okay?
Well,
don't
just,
fight Manny Pacquiao.
I might not be an expert in fighting, but I'm pretty well versed in crazy. Manny Pacquiao thinks he's a basketball player. He's 5'2".
Yeah.
That guy's fucking crazy.
He's wild.
Look out for him. He's the mayor of the Philippines.
That's right.
Which doesn't even make sense.
Makes no sense.
I'm pretty sure the Philippines as a whole isn't one city. So how can you be the mayor of the Philippines?
Yeah. I don't know, man. But it's pretty impressive that he was able to pull that off.
It's kind of like, you know, Trump is the emperor of America.
He's the emperor of the world. Let's get that straight right now. He is the leader of everything.
Biggest emperor ever.
Yeah.
A glorious
leader. He beat
the
shit out of COVID, dude. He beat the shit out of COVID.
I mean, they're kind of late in the ninth round right now.
Yeah, with like, you know, 20 medications.
Right.
You know,
that no one else can get.
All free. You know?
Even though he doesn't pay taxes. Universal health care for only the president, apparently.
For only, you know, those people that slip in a cool couple hundos for their taxes.
Oh, yeah. He slides in that $750.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Gets that sweet oxygen supplements.
it makes me feel like an asshole because it's like, yeah, I'm not a genius. I haven't figured out how to game that system yet.
Yeah.
But
no, the way to game the system is to have a really rich dad that gives you everything.
Well, that was never in the cards for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you see, now you're fucked. Now there's no system
behind
to game.
The old eight ball.
Yeah.
Weird because my dad is both black and very round. I guess I came up behind him, so I was born behind the eight ball. Hey. And no, I mean,
I
like,
have nothing to say about
hey,
that.
Hey, he's a dark guy. What can I say?
I can only shrug.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be like, cool.
Cool. Cool. My dad is dark. He's dark, dark. Love him. Hey, Pops. Thanks.
What do we got? What do we got going on here? Davinci? Just kidding. No
Davinci. Hashtag Davinci.
We were just looking
throw
at
it out
video.
There. Let's make it into the algorithm.
No.
Hashtag Davinci. Davinci. Well, I posed the question earlier, and I really want to unpack this. You told me to wait, so I did. Is Mario the biggest cuck of all time?
Oh man.
In
all
video games. As far as video games go, is Mario the biggest cuck? And
it's
is he
hard
cuck
to find,
or is he simp?
It's hard to find a competing example for Mario because you got Zelda. Zelda is not really a cuck.
You mean Link?
Link. God, Link. See, now I did it. You did it first, now I did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got Link, who is a simp for Zelda.
Right.
He's not really a cuck.
They're never really.
He'll just do whatever Zelda tells him to do.
Mm.
Like, he loves her. Like, he'll do whatever.
Yeah. But is he loving her for queen and country kind of thing? Or is he.
Also a good point.
Is he trying to.
Does he seem like the guy that really loves his country, though?
I don't even.
A lot
have,
of the
is
motivation.
Is Hyrule a country? Or is it.
It's like a nation of small subsections.
Whatever
I don't know.
The fuck. Yeah.
But. You know, you got to think. He does a lot of that stuff to save her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not really for any other reason. It's to save Zelda.
Right. And then.
And that's okay. That's simp talk. Okay.
Yeah.
For now, let's get back to Mario. Let's circle back.
Right.
Okay. What does Mario do the whole time?
The exact same thing.
He does. But there's a third party. Now, you could argue for Zelda, there's a third party with Ganon. But Ganon's more of like an abstract.
Well, Ganon's always taken her.
It's basically the
same story.
Yeah, but Zelda's actually fighting back. Zelda has the power to fight back, but she's not strong
and
enough
Peach doesn't do
without
anything.
Link.
Right.
She needs Link. Like, they're almost one and the same, and Link is such a simp for her that he's like, yes,
yeah,
I'll do it.
I can't wait.
Mario, Peach can't hold her own. Sorry. She's got nothing going. She just gets captured.
What
no fighting back.
Mario, help. How do you keep getting captured?
Yeah, without having a little bit of feelings towards.
She's trying to get Bowser down.
Yeah, we know Bowser's slanging dick.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy. Even if he's not, he could just use his tail. Woo! You got to swing him around.
That's
by that
prickly
puppy.
Boy, dude. Hey, I don't know about that.
Drag the old pineapple through a broad or two.
I don't like that. No. I wouldn't say Peach is into that unless she's a freak.
She's definitely a freak.
She's a freak, for
you
sure.
You don't not hire a personal security detail this many generations of a game without having a little bit of a hankering for the pankering.
And, you know, she does just let him take her, you know?
Every time.
And Mario never puts up any, defenses to
no one does it.
Prepare for any Bowser invasion.
How does this
invasion happen
every time?
I don't know.
Every time.
Mario just lets her. I think Mario is also to blame here.
Yeah.
He never even tries to put up any preliminary defenses.
No.
And against this Bowser invasion.
And you think about it. Who are his running mates? He's got Yoshi, who's like, just go away. Why are you here?
Hey, come on, man.
The weird dinosaur thing.
Have
that
you even
eats
played
things.
Super Mario Galaxy?
I get it. Yeah, he's great. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Yoshi's the shit.
Also, then Toad.
Toad.
He doesn't do dick. And then he's got his half-retarded fucking stepbrother, Luigi, who just gets in the way all the time.
God damn it.
Why is he always there?
Why is it every episode now, MJ? Why do you have to do it every episode now?
But what does Luigi do? What is he there
he's an enabler. He just enables Mario to do this shit. He doesn't try and bring up any new points.
Right.
He's just like, Mario, I'm with you, bro.
Keep doing it.
I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever, bro.
Have you ever seen the live action Mario?
The one with
John Leguizamo?
Yes. No, and, I haven't.
Dennis Quaid? I feel like there's a Quaid.
I don't think Dennis Quaid's in that movie. There's no way. It's not Dennis Quaid. It's not Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, but the bad guy, the guy who plays Bowser. Yeah. That movie is almost as bad as the live action Street Fighter, which was terrible. Jean-Claude Van Damme as...
Hey, we do not take Jean-Claude Van Damme slander in this podcast.
Well, I'm not slandering him. I'm just saying he was a part of it, which it was an abomination.
We got Bob Hoskins, we got John Leguizamo, and we got Dennis Hopper as
Dennis
Bowser.
Dennis Hopper.
The legend, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, yes.
Of Apocalypse Now fame,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Which we were just, yeah.
We were just watching.
No, the live action Street Fighter. Oof.
I've heard it's a big oof.
That was
haven't watched it.
Big yikes.
Could not be
bothered. Bison, who's supposed to be this like giant imposing figure. I mean, M. Bison's the main boss. He's other than I guess Sagat.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now. I don't think I've ever played Street Fighter unless it's in the arcade. And even then I don't really remember any of the characters. So
M. Bison's the main guy.
Okay.
He's supposed to be jacked, like huge dude, fucking impossible to beat, right? They got fucking Gomez Adams from the fucking Adams family.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You've never seen the Adams family?
This is Boomer and Zoomer right now, okay? I don't know.
You've never seen the Adams family movie with Christina Ricci?
No.
Bro.
No.
Wednesday?
No.
Pugsley?
No.
Uncle Fester?
No. Lurch?
Lurch!
I've gotten Lurch before.
Thing?
No.
It?
Nope. Not ringing any sort of bell object in my mind at all. I only know Lurch because people keep calling me Lurch.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
Or it's like, that's kind of like people being like, hey, what's up, Stretch? How's the weather up there?
That's
annoying. It's got to get annoying.
All the tall people nicknames, you know? Just, I get all of them. Tall drink of water. Wow.
Why a drink of water?
Original. I don't know.
Why
can it be a tall glass of beer?
Ooh.
Or a tall, refreshing White Claw.
Hey, or a Coors Seltzer, because White Claw's fucking up. All
right. White Claw, you're being really disappointing right now. We're out of White Claws.
We get to 1 million followers.
We get to millions of followers.
We've amassed a fortune. And we can't get free White Claws?
Like, we're so rich.
The coffers are stacked.
Yeah. Do you have any idea the influence that we have over everybody?
And you just want to keep peddling your shitty seltzers out there and not cut us in? You think your success isn't directly correlating to what we do?
We might switch over to the 4.5% Coors seltzer.
We'll never do that.
Yeah, we'll never do that. Sorry. We're simps for White Claws.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a cuck for White Claw. I will watch a White Claw fuck my wife while I sit in the corner. I don't care. No,
but back to Mario being a cuck.
Is he a cuck?
Is he a cuck?
Or is he a simp?
No, he's a bit of both.
He's a cuck simp.
He is a simp and a cuck. Because he will do anything for Peach.
Or is he a Peach, kimp?
But he still likes to, you know, have her get freaky.
I just would love to see him let her go.
Really? I know. Just be like, you know what? I'm done.
First scene of the game, she gets taken away. He walks away. He's like,
he walks to Tony. He's like, yo, you want to chill?
You just win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe he decides, he's like, fuck Peach. And then the whole game is him trying to get pussy from a broad who will actually
From Daisy. Peach's sister, right? Peach and Daisy.
You
don't know Daisy?
No.
Dude, she's the brown-haired version of Peach.
Mm.
Why doesn't he go for that shit?
I'll go for a
she
brown.
She never gets captured.
A brown-haired girl. Brown-haired girl. Yeah, Daisy. All right, we're into Daisy now.
We're into Daisy.
He simps Daisy. He cucks Peach. Right?
Mario, if you're listening to this,
fuck you.
Daisy's right there.
Luigi's already hidden.
No, there's no way Luigi hits anything.
While
besides
Luigi's
those
been
ghosts
in
his fucking mansion.
Whoa. Why the ghosts?
I don't know. He's into it.
What happened?
What do you mean?
So
what, the ghosts in Luigi's mansion?
Plays into what
saying. Luigi's just crazy. He just sees ghosts in his head. Right. So he's fucking them.
He's a little touched. He's a little on the spectrum.
That'd be
so funny if Love on the Spectrum had Luigi in it. He's trying to get a date.
I think you need to see this show.
I would love to.
It's phenomenal. You've told me great things about it.
It is great. Yeah. It really is. Like, you just really walk away from that show like, damn, I feel for these people.
Love is possible.
It is possible, but it's got to be tough whenever you can't bullshit your way around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't even bullshit yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100% real.
You can't even trick yourself into it.
Yeah.
There's no way you're tricking them into it.
Mm-mm.
And they can't trick themselves. It's just straight up, everything's on the table.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's such a good show. Speaking of good shows, the new Fargo.
I haven't watched a single second of Fargo.
Check it out. Chris Rock, phenomenal.
I only know the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know anything about the show.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm litty titty right now.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
Maybe I'm a little sleepy, you know,
from
the wings and fries. Yeah, man, those chicken wings, they'll hit you.
Don't worry about it. The new 21 Savage album came out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We were bumping that shit today. We were hanging out for a few hours before this.
Pussy.
Working on what we want to get.
Pussy.
Get out to you guys, other than this shitty podcast.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Shitty, phenomenally shitty.
Millions of followers shitty.
And you don't get to millions of followers without being... It was something out there.
Something out there?
Yeah.
Because I felt that shit. What was that? It was like thumping?
It's probably 21 Savage.
Dude.
Yeah.
Let's go fucking say hi.
He's out there screaming, you pussies! Come fight me! He doesn't want to fight, though. That's what I took away from the whole album. He's not going to fight you. He wants to shoot you. And it is weird listening to an album where someone is constantly maybe even calling you a pussy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You're listening to this
pussy,
album?
Pussy.
What the fuck are you doing?
Pussy. He's very aggressive.
Very.
It's not my favorite album that he's put out.
I honestly need to listen to it.
You do.
We were having it playing while in the background while we were hanging out.
Friedman is a
big... Did
you
say Friedman?
Yeah.
It's Freeman.
His name's Friedman. F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N.
You're fucking Friedman. Trolling. God damn it.
Friedman.
Friedman.
It's Morgan Friedman.
God, this course is trash. Sorry.
Wow.
It's so, the lemon lime is trash.
You heard it here first.
I'm sorry. They don't pay us.
Yeah.
They pay Remy.
That's true.
Remy probably does like it.
Yeah. Remy loves it.
Yeah.
Last time I checked. She has no qualms.
Yeah.
But we, as discerning.
I'm not a fan of the lemon lime.
We like White Claw.
We like.
More than they like us. We simp.
Yes. We simp for White Claw.
And we cook. Yeah. I cook. You simp. It's fine. We're on the same spectrum.
This episode's a lot about White Claw right now.
Spectrum.
I'm sorry for bringing it back. It's just I keep putting this in my mouth and it's not the most enjoyable experience. Yes, it is alcohol. But the taste is not the best.
It's not anyone's favorite. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle's coming out today.
Let's go, Kyle.
Another Kyle episode. Let's go.
Kyle. Beichel is not going to show up. But
I hope so.
He's not.
Why not?
Beichel is just kind of chilling.
Yeah, no sober October for you, huh? Or sober October for
more
sure.
Sober,
more
sober.
More sober, yeah.
Definitely more sober.
Yeah.
October. With obviously breaks.
Yeah. A little, you know, nothing wrong. A little
so I'm thinking about moving to Austin, Texas.
Why? What the fuck does Austin, Texas have to offer that the great wide landscape of Los Angeles doesn't?
It's a great
fucking
question.
Asshole.
It's a great question.
You want to go to Texas?
Yeah.
All right. Yeehaw, bitch. You're going to get.
Kyle ain't having I ain't
having none of that. I was born in Texas, and let me tell you. Place sucks.
What?
Just kidding. I don't know.
Oh, I was about to, I was like, wait.
I was there for like a year. The first year of my life.
You
don't remember anything.
It. Yeah.
Mm. I only remember Pinehurst.
Yeah.
And it was all right.
Texas,
I've heard. You know, I've been
cheaper,
to San Antonio.
More
I would go to
land?
San Antonio. San Antonio is pretty cool.
Really?
Never been to Austin.
Austin's
San Antonio,
more of an artist community.
Pretty fucking cool.
A little bit more left-leaning, but still Texas.
Is it
still Texas? Yeah.
San Antonio is pretty cool.
There's this guy there named Joe Rogan. You might have heard of him.
God damn it.
He's got a palm cast.
Will you stop dropping this fucking name? You know we hate Joe Rogan here. He's stealing millions of followers from us,
man. No, he's not.
Yes,
because
he is.
We have a bigger podcast.
No, we could be bigger if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, but we're not going to. Listen, there's plenty of food on the table for everyone to eat. All right.
All right. Whatever.
You know what I'm
whatever.
Saying? Here's an interesting. Have we talked about the movie Hook? Have you ever seen the movie
Hook?
I
fucking love Hook.
Okay. How was there a fat kid in Hook?
Because they're always eating crazy shit.
They're not really eating. You have to use their imagination to eat.
Yeah, but he uses it really hard, you know? Like,
right.
It's almost too much.
Right. Does that make him... That means he should be better than...
Well, have you ever heard of empty calories? You eat too many empty calories, you're going to get a little pudge. Okay. Hey, man, I'm spitting facts here, okay? That kid is eating too many empty calories
versus literally nothing.
Empty calories.
There were no other fat kids.
Well, because they weren't going too crazy, were they?
On the imaginary
food? They just kind of ate stuff. Yeah.
Now, one thing I will say about all that food, it looked fantastic.
It looked amazing.
It looked amazing.
You cannot watch Hook and not say... That food looked amazing.
Dude, they're like shoving the custards and blah, blah, blah in their face. And
they
you're like,
recreated the feeling of seeing a Krabby Patty in SpongeBob.
Hmm.
You know?
The original. Because that's well before SpongeBob.
Oh, that's right.
Well before.
That is right. Yeah, that's early 90s.
Yeah,
SpongeBob's
absolutely.
Late 90s.
I just feel like as a kid, I would always look at the opulent meals.
Yes.
As like... Whoa.
Wow. They have so much flavor.
Look at that. Yeah. Like everything, you know, because that was kind of a staple in a lot of films and stories told. Just like the decadent, you know, meal.
Yeah.
Like the crazy ass table set up with food that no one's going to eat.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
no,
all fake.
There's no way you're getting halfway through
food.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was fantastic. I loved that shit.
Yeah.
That made me happy.
Yeah.
I was a little chunk, and I was like, dude, I would spend at least...
I want to go to Neverland.
What?
And eat that shit.
What's her name kind of creeped me out.
Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
Was that Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
She's got to take a break. She's got to take a break. With the weird short hair and the... Yeah, you got to go.
You know people were into it, though.
She's got the pouty lips.
Sure. I can't even remember.
Aaron Brockovich.
Like.
Great movie.
Aaron Brockovich. I haven't seen it.
Wow. She
Pretty
was
Woman.
Hot. She was hot in that.
Pretty Woman.
She was hot in that?
Yeah.
I can't think of when else she was hot.
I don't really know any other movies.
They have to like literally make the point she's going to be hot in this for her to
Pretty
be hot.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's like
but
kind of
But did they
a
make
thing.
The point that Tinkerbell would be hot?
No, and she wasn't.
That's right, she wasn't hot.
And well, and remember. Then you have to put her up against Robin Williams, and you're like, oh, she's pretty hot.
You know, like, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm
Robin
saying
Robin Williams is a if, hot piece of ass, okay?
If your lead, yeah, your male lead is Robin Williams.
I think Dennis Hopper was Captain Hook in that movie.
Yo, Peter.
We're coming back to Dennis Hopper,
Yo,
aren't we?
Peter.
Let me look. I want to make sure that we're coming full circle here.
No.
Dude, it's Dennis Hopper.
No.
I'm telling you.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I was like, no.
The D Hoff, man. Or the D Hoff.
I was trying
know?
To wait for this one. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to let him sit on
Dustin
this.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yo, Peter. Peter.
Peter.
Peter. Flipping, flopping, ban. And then Shmee. Shmee was great.
Shmee?
Yeah.
Who's
Mr. Shmee? The little henchman dude.
That was played by Bob Hoskins from
hey,
Super Mario Bros. Movie. He played Mario.
Let's go.
Dude, wow. Wow,
Talk
this
about
podcast.
A segue.
Yeah. Segue
yeah.
into what?
It wasn't a segue.
Yeah,
it was actually just like circular.
Yeah, it's
kind
of more
weird.
Of a full circle. Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about gender studies. No, but the simp, the cuck.
We're coming back to it
yeah.
right now.
All right. Cow.
Yes.
What do you call a rooster that watches other roosters fuck his wife?
I don't know, MJ.
A cluckold. I've been writing dad jokes. That's more of a stepdad joke.
You know what?
Dad
You're
joke.
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing an
Thank
amazing
you.
Job. That is a stepdad joke right
100%.
There. That is not a dad joke.
Dad
You
jokes.
Will not catch dad saying shit
no,
like that.
No, no,
you will catch
no,
stepdad
no.
saying shit like that.
No. Not like dads that stick around. Woo!
Is there anything to say woo about right now?
I'm having a good time. I am enjoying myself thoroughly. There's a lot going on in the world today.
That ends our first 30-minute segment.
Yes.
What's
it
our
was.
Next 30-minute segment
well,
going to be about?
I figured we would talk about...
God, I wish we came prepped. I feel like there's a lot going on right now.
There is.
And we just haven't...
Trump got
taking-
COVID.
We already addressed that.
Did
okay?
we?
Yes, we did.
I don't remember talking
I
about
I said
that.
He beat COVID's ass, and then you went
oh,
on about Mario
yeah, yeah,
being
yeah.
a cuckold or
well,
some
what
shit.
I was saying is he did make the comment during the debate about Biden wearing the biggest mask he's ever seen
like,
in his life.
Biggest mask.
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
So after our last
and
podcast.
What's interesting, who didn't get COVID? Biden.
Yeah.
So
the
maybe,
biggest mask.
Maybe you need to wear the biggest mask.
Maybe you need to wear a big ass mask.
But, you know, like we talked about it during it, and I said it'd be funny if when he said that, they pan over to Biden and he's got the dark helmet mask thing on. You know what I'm saying? Like the biggest mask anyone's
yeah.
ever seen. That would have been fucking phenomenal.
Speaking of dark helmet,
ooh.
Rick Moranis got attacked
I
in New York.
I heard about this.
Dude.
How are you going to beat this?
How the fuck? Are you going to attack Rick Moranis?
It's so funny.
What the fuck, man?
Oh,
that's not
God.
Cool. That's
yeah.
not cool.
I don't.
Do not touch Rick Moranis.
I don't
okay?
think he's above it.
I think he's above
he's
it.
He's no better than anyone else. I mean, if you can just punch a normal person walking
Dude,
by.
Dude, he shrunk the kids.
He also blew up the baby. I think
he
blew up
the kids.
Baby or the kid.
He blew up the kids, I think.
I think he blew up the baby. Because in the one where he made someone bigger,
it was a big old baby.
It was the baby.
Yeah.
But he
right.
shrunk
the kids
the first time.
Yeah.
And the second time, the parents got shrunk. Right?
No, I thought he just made the baby bigger.
No, there were three movies, I'm pretty sure, right?
There was three movies?
I want to say there were three.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe they shrank themselves in the first one.
No, I feel like they blew up one.
That would have been the third.
They
then.
Blew up the kids.
Or maybe
I think.
Two was. Yeah, let's God get this right. It. Let's actually
why?
Get this right.
I really need the laptop, don't I?
I don't know why you didn't bring it.
Because it's a burden on my legs.
You're right.
There's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and then Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. So that's the baby.
Yeah.
And then Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yes.
So that's
Let's
the third one.
Let's fucking go. Yes. I knew there were three. And
good job.
Yeah, yeah. Good and I remember watching the second one, the one about the kid being the baby being blown up in daycare. And
probably.
It was the dopest daycare, bro. We had arcade games.
No way.
Swear to
For
God.
Little babies?
Well, I mean, we were like, I mean, I was in.
No, I mean, they had an arcade for babies.
No, for like, we were in the. No, I'm talking about in.
Oh, you were in daycare
yeah,
when
in
you
daycare
saw
when
it.
I saw
oh.
it. Yeah, yeah. They wheel in the fucking TV with the VCR. And
oh,
you're like, oh,
yeah.
We about to watch a movie, boy.
Wheeling in the TV.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The worst is when they're trying to teach you something. Get the
I
fuck
know.
Out of
Come
here.
On.
No one has time for that. But, yeah, we had arcade games. We had. You could obviously you could run around outside, but when they wheeled that movie in, bang, bang, bang,
You're
let's
glued.
Go. I remember it.
Yeah.
I also remember everyone would call me like I had this. All right. Very strange.
Okay.
One night I actually stayed with one of my teachers. Her name was Rosie.
Okay.
And I stayed with her and her boyfriend. And they took me to Chuck E. Cheese.
Because nice.
They asked me where I wanted to eat, and I was like, I don't know. And I was like, how about Chuck E. Cheese? And they're like, all right. And we went there. I played video games all fucking night. It was
Fuck
dope.
Yeah.
I played Shinobi for the first time. I was like, this is fucking killer. I want to stay here all the time. And but there was this other lady. I think her name was Heather. She was like a more heavyset brown lady.
Okay.
And all the teachers and stuff, they would always call me Bubble Butt.
Because you had that blowout,
Donald Duck Butte. And I remember one day I was like, I was cranky or some shit, and I was like, you're a bubble butt, Heather.
No.
And she was just like, and like I made this like nice woman who, you know, who knows
Dude,
what her life was about.
You ruined her life
just
man.
For an hour or so. You know, it's like she wasn't gonna take it anywhere else, but I was like, you're a bubble butt. Look at my butt. Your butt's huge, you big fat bitch. And like, I just went off. I was so, yeah. And then everyone laughed at her because I just I roasted her ass, and it turned into a problem. It was a problem. Me and her were never the same. But me and Rosie, we were thick as thieves, and now we've lost touch. But with Facebook, Instagram.
Wait, you straight up roasted this poor lady?
Oh, I gave her the business just for a minute. I don't even know why I was so upset. I have no idea, but
did
something,
you lose one slice of pizza or something, man?
Something pushed me over the edge. Yeah, something pushed me over. Someone probably said my shoes
were trying
to
hit the jackpot button, and you missed too many times. You're like, you know what? You're so fat.
You're a bubble butt, fatty. Shut up.
Did you throw the skee ball off the fucking
no.
track?
Yeah, too many times.
Just
yeah,
kicked it.
I tried
in.
To. I eviscerated this lady, and then it's because there's that thing that kids can do. Where you're not
Brutally
expecting
honest.
Any, yeah, and like not even honestly, but like anything they say is funny, you know. If enough people are around, and like the
That's
fact
because
that
it's honest, they don't know how to like.
And because
joke.
When a kid says something,
yeah.
you know, it's just like you're not expecting them to say anything, anyways. You're like,
yeah.
look at this fucking idiot,
yeah,
you know, as a little kid, they don't know what's going on, and then you're like, oh yeah, fatty, yeah. Well, they repoed your car because you're not financially responsible, you turd. And she's just like, no! Yeah, so she loses her mind. She was
wow.
sad. Yeah, I felt bad about that. I still feel bad about that.
You should.
I don't feel bad about the fact that she was calling me something bad.
Dude,
I feel
hey,
bad for her.
Come on, man. You had a blowout ass.
It's true. I really
oh.
did.
Oh, look at this.
Hey.
Sorry to interrupt. We're getting a call from Drunk Remy.
Let's go.
Have fun. Bye. That was great. Mm. What a great threesome they are.
Wow. That is
Remy,
fun.
Alicia, and Ollie.
Just out in the desert.
Yeah.
Just doing God's work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there is something to be said about living in the desert, Cal.
What can be said?
Well, what I would say, it's for the... You're going to put a bleep there?
And no! No! That's it. I'm putting my foot down. No more.
No, but seriously, it is dope out there. I'm looking forward to... I love going out to the desert.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My favorite region, or what would you call that? Not topography, geographic...
Climate?
Ecosystem?
Yeah, ecosystem. Yeah.
I love the desert. I love...
You're a psychopath.
Well, I like the desert with mountains and... I don't know what it is. It's like, I think it's just the
dry, arid,
no, the
lifeless.
Juxtaposition to where we are now. Like with the chaos and the loud, like being in a just desolate area, like surrounded by mountain ranges and shit. And it's just like endless and it's quiet and there's meth. And I love that. But
it's pretty sick.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. I love the
desert.
You
got reptiles.
I do love being in the mountains, but I also
like the mountains are more
dope. I like looking at the mountains too. You know,
I like being in the mountains.
Big Bear's dope.
Having
I
like
wanna go
that,
to Mammoth. We should check
I
wanna
go
Mammoth
to Mammoth
out.
Too.
Yeah, for sure. And now that we're millionaires,
now
these are the,
that we have millions of dollars.
These are the kinds of things that we should be
we
able
can take
to do.
All kinds
because
of
we're not like the poor people that listen
yeah,
to this
all your
podcast.
Fucking poors.
I can't even
God,
say
God, step
it.
Your game up, yeah. guys.
Get your own podcast empire. What are you doing? No, I really do. I can't wait. We're going out for... You're actually going on a trip.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
yeah. Know.
At this point.
Supposedly going to be touring the country for the election.
Right.
None.
I think
that's
that
still
is,
very... I don't even know.
That's a ballsy endeavor. I mean, think about how tense everyone's been up to this point. Right around then, that's when it's the powder
keg. Oh my God,
keg.
It's going to heat the
it
fuck
just,
up.
Someone's just waiting. Yeah. yeah. It's yeah. going to get fucking nasty.
Then again, I don't know for sure.
Right.
Details haven't come in for me yet.
Right,
but
right.
Waiting to see what happens. You're going to Joshua Tree?
Going to Idlewild.
Idlewild. Where yeah. is that?
It's just shy of Joshua Tree.
So it's like not as cool? You're going to a lame part of the desert?
No.
I'm
there,
just kidding. I'm fine.
No,
I'm fucking with
but
you.
But I remember, I mean, it's like there. It is. It's a different portion for sure.
You're going to the rich part.
No. No, no,
well,
no.
Dude, you got to play up the act that we're rich.
No, see, we like to slum it.
Okay.
We like to pretend
okay.
that we're normal.
Cool.
Like yeah. everyone else.
I got you.
And then when we get yeah. there, we bring yeah. in the jam boys and the house workers.
You
and,
fly in all the
yeah,
all the good shit.
Yeah.
yeah.
And we just kind of, you know, we I don't know, slum it up a little bit. But
yeah.
instead of bringing the full crew, you know, six chefs.
Only six?
The security detail.
Wow.
The full security detail.
That's crazy.
Fly in the jet. Yeah. We like, you know, we take the Bentley out for like a fun weekend. And
wow, the
yeah,
Bentley.
With the driver, of course. And
you're fucking insane. Wait, with the driver?
Of course.
Wait, if you want to slum it, you want to drive.
How quaint.
At least have the lady drive, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. Unacceptable talk, Cal. No, but I can't wait. We're gonna
yeah,
do a
it
full,
sounds like a lot of fun.
We're gonna real. Do a full Halloween with another couple, and we're gonna dress up, and it should be a lot of fun. I love the desert. You can get weird out there.
It
everyone out there is
weird.
Already so weird they don't even notice how weird you're being.
Exactly.
That's my favorite
it's
part.
The freedom of weirdness.
Like
freak
freedom.
Flags flying.
Wow. And the sign out says, or the sign outside says. The sign says,
I don't know.
Long-haired freaky people need not apply. There it is. And the sign says, long-haired freaky people need not apply. Are you
nope.
familiar?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. We were talking about Haight-Ashbury earlier today.
Who?
Haight-Ashbury.
Haight-Ashbury.
Haight Street and Ashbury?
No.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Blakers.
Blakers. Went to San Francisco.
How great was it to see Blakers?
It was great to see Blakers.
We I wish he had time. Made an appearance on the cast.
I know. He chickened out.
He didn't really chicken out. I really do respect how individual he is.
He's very individual.
You're like, hey, you want to do this? He's like, no, I want to go home. And you're like, yeah. What just happened? He's like, yeah, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Well, that was abrupt, but.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of doing the same thing where I'm just like, I just want to stay inside.
I'm just going to do this.
I'm just going to be here.
I'm such a fucking pushover.
I'm a big pushover.
I'm a social butterfly. I just like to be around people. I feel like that's been my whole life. Like, I always kind of had the party house.
Nice.
Like, if we're going to do stuff, we're going to congregate at my house and then we'll go out.
See, I've been the same way.
Yeah.
We'd always have people come over to mine.
Right.
Pre-game.
Yep.
And then get litty titty elsewhere.
And then we'll go out
in the wild.
And then a few stragglers might come back. But for the most part, it's like we're going to start here.
Yeah.
And then we'll go out.
Then we'll go
out. And if we don't go out, we'll finish here. And that's it.
With maybe a couple people missing, not sure where they went. You know?
Kyle, have you ever been to a music festival?
Yes.
What was your first music festival?
Life is Beautiful in Vegas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What was that about?
It's crazy. It was great. It was like, it was. It's a very big budget music festival. It's like the Vegas version of Coachella or whatever.
Oh,
it's
wow!
It's like really. It was huge. Like Post Malone
like
was there.
The
Chance the Rapper was there. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like right outside the strip where it's like you just go down one street and then it's like this whole section of the city is dedicated to Life is Beautiful. So you can see like the backdrop of the city is like everywhere around
you.
Yeah. And they're like performing right there in like this big lawn.
Sick.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Some
pretty good artists.
That was the first one you went to though.
Yeah. That's the only one I've been to.
Oh shit.
Is Life is Beautiful. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. How old were you? Legal.
Last year.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
23. Yeah.
What was your favorite act? Did you see anything there that made you? You're like, wow, I didn't expect that.
Post Malone was pretty surprising.
Yeah.
I was fucked up a lot of the time.
Why?
To be honest.
You were at a music
Carly
festival.
Carly
Rae
Jepsen was. She was hype as fuck. All my Carly Rae fans out there, you gotta
Holler.
Back me up here. You gotta
hey,
back
this is
me
a highlight.
Here.
Carly Rae fans.
She's the best, man.
Really?
Yeah. And Remy missed out the whole time.
On Carly
she
Rae.
She was trying to get food over wherever.
Remy, I get that.
And it was like 30 minutes in the act. I was like, Remy, where the fuck are you? Like, Carly Rae's here. I'm going crazy. And she was like, I'm getting food.
Wait, is she the this is crazy? Here's my number. Call you maybe.
Yes.
No.
Yes. It's call
oh
me maybe.
Oh my God.
Dude.
Yes. Oh, I wouldn't have missed that.
Dude. Yes.
I wouldn't have missed
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I would
oh
not
my
have
God.
Missed that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, Carly, call me maybe was incredible.
Whoa.
Yes. It was great. Because that's a moment where everyone in the crowd is like, yes.
We're all in on this
that
one. Yes.
Song.
This is yes. what we came for.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's phenomenal.
It was amazing.
Holy shit.
Yes.
See, I went to a bunch of like hippie festivals and shit.
See, I wish I did something like that, but yeah. I mostly just went to concerts.
Okay.
No, I was a concert guy, not a festival guy.
I was, I teetered on the edge of concert. But like when I was 16 when I went to my first festival and I was like, Mom, I want to go to a festival. She's like, what do you need? And she like bought me the ticket and she put me in a car and she was like, go have fun.
Nice.
And I went, and I think the first one I went to, it was Haymaker and it was in Boonfuck, who even knows, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small festival and boy, was that a shit show.
Was it country music themed?
Hell no. It was like that Wookiee jam band kind of vibe. Like,
I.
Yeah, like it was so like.
Can you name one act?
I did see. DJ Williams, DJ Williams, and DJ Williams. I'm pretty sure Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, Lotus, just a bunch of bands that no one gives a fuck about, but like have significant followings.
Okay.
Like us. And, of course. And yeah. It was a, but it was also like, dude, we're away. We can do whatever we want. We got like all this beer. We got all this pot. We got all these mushrooms.
Of course.
Then there's always the whole reason you're there is to find more of those things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we got what we brought. We're looking for the good shit.
Looking for more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most intense. Like, that's when I was like, this is going to be my life forever. Like,
oh, to be young.
Eating, right.
I know.
Eating handfuls of mushrooms.
Yeah.
During a fucking, like, in the middle of a just crazy ass flash, thunderstorm, lightning storm, tornado thing that's happening. Your friend covering his mouth. He's like, oh no, I'm going to puke. And then shooting puke out between his fingers all over the inside of the tent, losing a friend and being like, where is he? And then he shows up the next morning and it turns out that he had passed out face down, dehydrated on mushrooms, and he had to go to the hospital and his mom had to drive him back to the, had to drive hours to find him in the hospital and then drove him back to the festival.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, out of control. It was so much fun. And, yeah, that's when I made up my mind. I was like, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I was like, I'm not going to college
anymore. How many
festivals
have you been to since then?
Ah, fuck. I only went to like six more.
You failed yourself.
Well, I just didn't care. Well, also, once the two worlds start to mix, like the real world and the festival world start to collide with one another, that means like,
You let yourself go into the real world too much. You got to just stick with festival.
Well,
world.
No. I mean, like when you're out and about and you're like, let's say you're with, you know, your friends who don't go to these festivals and stuff. And then your festival people that you're familiar with, they're like out and you're like, I don't think it's acceptable to be doing nose beers on a Tuesday night. Like, I don't think, and everyone's looking at you like, yo, your boy's weird, huh? And you're like,
huh?
What do you mean he's weird?
What do you mean?
Like,
no.
I don't know. Look at that. And you look at the end of the bar and he's just, he's tripping his ass off and his eyes are all wonky and shit. And you're like, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you're right.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then you're also like, I can't be like the 40-year-old person at a festival. Like,
why not?
Like, me and my old lady, you guys come hang out at our tent. And then you like,
but those are the people who always have it hooked up, you know?
They're also like,
it for so long, they know everything.
But that's literally like, I don't know. I guess there's always a good and a bad side of everything.
Of course.
But I always tend to skew negative.
Yes.
And I go, well
see, I think that's a weak mindset.
Mm.
You didn't commit yourself enough to the festival lifestyle.
You're right.
There are people that are like 30 years old.
But that's also why I don't go around telling people like, hey, what's up? My name's Tangerine. Like, I hang out. I fuck, bro. You know, like, there's a reason.
Fuck, bro.
There's a reason that I've made it this far. I understand it might not seem as glamorous. I'm only a millionaire with a billion followers on our amateur radio program, but I'm just saying it could be worse. Trust me, I have seen it.
We're so good at this amateur radio shit, it's absurd.
I mean, I think we're really striking a couple of nerves.
Yeah,
we've really got our finger on the pulse of what
we really do.
Yeah. They want reviews on Mulan and they want to know whether Coors Seltzer is better than White Claw, and we're here to give that a resounding absolutely fucking not. All right?
Fuck out of here, Coors. You don't know what you're doing.
What's wrong with you?
God, this is amateur hour.
This is the banquet seltzer? bullshit. This is bullshit. I don't want anything to do with this garbage. No, but seriously, good job, Coors. Congratulations. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not too
bad. They have a little stamp that says restoring our rivers. What does that mean? We've partnered with Change the Course to help protect America's rivers that provide clean water to wildlife and millions of people.
Hey.
How? By putting water and cane sugar into your fucking seltzers?
Let's talk about conspiracy theories for a minute.
No.
All right. Good call.
Yeah. Good call.
Smart. Very
yeah.
smart.
We're
Very
not
smart.
Talking about
You want to talk about, what was that? The aborted fetuses thing.
No. Oh, no. No.
How
no.
many
that's
babies
gonna,
had
no,
to die for your Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
This is getting cut out. Yeah. I already know it. I already know it. That's not happening.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is a cuck. So's Mario. Coincidence? I think
honestly
not.
No, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
The aborted fetuses thing. Or Jerry Falwell.
Can we not start with the aborted fetuses thing though?
Yes. Let's
start. Wait, what's the company called again?
Cinemax.
Cinemax?
Cinomics.
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 I need you to talk into the mic, bud.
Cinomics.
There we go. There we go. Cinomics. There we go.
Cinomics. I've got it pulled up right here. This
is a company that makes flavor enhancers.
Yes. Yes.
That hit your taste buds real good.
And obviously, I'm not a scientist. So
you're not?
I'm an expert virologist.
Dude, that's why I asked you to do this with
me. Yeah. Space is fake.
You lied to me.
But Cinomics is an American biotechnology company working toward developing additives to amplify certain flavors and smells in foods. The company claims to have essentially reverse engineered the receptors in humans that react for taste and aroma. And that they are... Wait, what the fuck? I completely misread the sentence. The company claims to have essentially reverse engineered the receptors in humans that react for taste and aroma, and that they are capitalizing on these discoveries to produce chemicals that will make food taste better. Seems simple enough, right?
Big old flavor-blasted goldfish.
Yeah.
You know?
Cinomics was founded by prominent biochemist Lubert Stryer in 1999. In May 2001, Stryer returned to his professorship at Stanford University and resigned from Cinomics, but continues to be a chairman of the Scientific Advisory Board. The company developed Substance 951.
Okay, yeah. Let's run through what
potentiator
they do.
Used to amplify the sweetness of sugar in food products, thereby allowing the manufacturer to reduce the amount of sugar used. Cinomics develops patented flavor enhancers by using proprietary taste receptor based, I don't even know how to say this word, assay systems. It's ASSAY. Assay?
Assay?
Assay? Systems,
assay?
Which have been previously expressed in human cell culture in HEK293 cells. HEK293 cells are a cell line widely used in biological and medical research, immortalized through a genetic modification removed from the original human embryonic kidney cells taken from a healthy, electively aborted human fetus in the early 1970s.
So,
unpack that.
In regular speak,
right.
In unscientific speak,
right.
They're taking the fetuses from aborted babies,
right,
taking their receptor cells,
I guess,
and using that to create taste amplifiers.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to use sugar anymore.
So it
not
amplifies
taste,
the taste.
Yeah, it's not to make things taste better, it's to make them taste more.
Right.
Like more
right,
taste.
Right, right.
Like just a literally flavor blast
right in the face
into your mouth holes.
MSG, sugar,
yeah,
anything, right?
Gone,
and aromas
to the wayside to human.
They just want to pump you. But what was interesting about that is it's so few parts per million that they were able to get in through like a GRAS versus the FDA.
Yes.
So they don't even have to tell you. That's what's in natural additives or natural flavorings or whatever they call that. When you look at a box of food or whatever the fuck you call that shit that you shovel in your face that has ingredients other than what you're eating, it says like natural flavoring, yeah. Which means baby fetus cells. Little fetus cells.
Wait, this isn't introduced to the public yet, is it?
Like, it's it hasn't been out forever.
Wait, really?
The 1970s, they found this shit.
This has been happening since
the 70s. The entire time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was a new thing.
Actually, the cell culture is 1970.
Yes.
The company was founded in 99.
And they've been doing this shit ever since, like putting it in our food.
Yeah, it's in everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, no one knows. There's such few parts per million that it doesn't have to be FDA approved, which is very strange.
Well, I mean, I think that parts per million is also a thing where it's like, how much does your digestive system detect from the food that you're eating and how much does it actually digest? And I think the fewer, the less you're able to digest it. It's just going to go out.
Yeah. I mean, it means that, like, I guess, like, for the average consumer, it should never even be a problem.
Yeah.
But
we are intaking technology
that came from
aborted fetuses.
So Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is for that.
She ruled that legal or something?
Yeah. She loves abortion.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, no, they said it's from voluntary aborted fetuses.
Yeah, but you can't have a voluntary or an electively aborted fetus without abortion being legal.
Yeah.
On which,
so
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's a G.
If you want those delicious flavor-blasted goldfish to taste really good,
you better not reveal Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking
about?
Fucking
hell, man.
Oh, man. This took a dark turn really quick. I just realized that we're pro-abortion because, not because we're siding with a woman's right to choose,
because we want
Cinnamon Toast Crunch to taste the way it always has.
Yeah, we want flavor-blasted goldfish.
What? Yeah. Chex Mix.
I love this face from you every time because you're always like, and then you say something really dumb. I've learned this.
Flaming
face
Hot Cheetos.
Dude.
That's where it came from. That was the first thing they came up with. The first idea
had. If you want the good shit, abortion's got to be legal.
Listen, equivalent exchange. You want something that tastes as good? Someone's got to die. Might as well be someone that never really lived. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that.
Voluntary, okay? It's voluntary.
Well, I don't think the baby elected himself. You know, like, I don't think it was like, yeah, me.
It's not even, it doesn't even have thoughts.
I'll do it for the cause.
It doesn't even have thoughts of that.
Not one baby ever said, I'll do it for the vine. I'll do it for the gram.
Fuck off.
I'm just saying. This is fun.
And with that,
I'm having the best time.
I think.
Yeah.
This has
been my favorite of all of our podcasts.
This
one spun off the rails.
I hate this one. So hopefully this one's great for people.
This is
going to
be great.
This one's spun off
the rails. Please. Like and subscribe on the YouTube page.
We need millions. We need all of our millions.
We've got a million people so far. We need 73 million because then we can overturn the president's vote for the Supreme Court justice.
Yes.
And we, thanks to the powers of YouTube, will be able to elect our own Supreme Court justice. And we're
going to have our own government,
a shadow government. That's not in the shadows.
Run by us.
Yes. Yeah. A new world order, if you will.
Yeah.
And also,
you know, now that you said all this shit, we're not going to be tracked by every single fucking government in existence.
Comes with the territory.
Bullshit.
Hey,
okay?
It comes with the territory. When you're a millionaire, all eyes on me.
That's true.
Yep.
When you're balling this hard,
woo!
You know everyone's going to be
looking. And I know that everyone notices that we've gone full, like, we're full Adidas right now.
Dude, yeah, we're sellouts as fuck. We own that shit.
We love money.
Buy Adidas.
Yeah.
And stripes over checks.
By the way, this podcast was brought to you by Sonomics. So, yeah. Thank you, Sonomics.
Heavy sponsor from Sonomics. They're pretty fucking cool.
What do you think flavors all of these delicious beverages that
look
we
at
drink?
This. Yeah. What does it say here? Natural flavors. Bro. Some nice, tasty embryos.
They should just get rid of the E and put another M and call it embryos. And on that note, thank you guys for watching.
I can't eat or drink anything ever again.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the ride.
Cut the cameras.
I'm MJ Bragg, 1200.
Some people think. It's like...